Okay, I'm back, and he's about to use the blender. So let's see what it sounds like, how loud it can be. What's in there? Chili peppers, onions, and tomato.
Yeah, that's all.
Smells nice. It smells a bit better out here than it did earlier because the onions are taking over the smell of the... That's the extractor fan, that's not the blender.
Oh, I hit it.
Yeah.
See, it's got pea.
You didn't read the instructions, did you?
Oh, yeah, I did. I'm looking at the box.
Pea is for, might be for pulse, which is where it goes, like that.
Yeah.
I don't know what other ones it's got, because you didn't say.
One and zero.
Oh, I don't know what they mean.
There is no instructions, honestly.
But they must tell you on the box somewhere how to do it.
No, I read the box, it's going to there. Non-slip first, two speeds. Two speeds are pulse function.
Yeah, P is pulse. So one and zero are the different speeds, but I don't know which is which. You can tell by the sound of it.
Well, I'm just going to just mess around with that.
Okay.
Blender, I just meant to blend all that. Two,
yeah, but you always have that. That's the most. That's the least complicated blender you can buy. Hit it!
So what's the pulse, actually?
That's, try it. It kind of, it's not constant, it goes like that. I think. Make sure the lid's on properly, please.
Yeah, it's not working.
Oh, no. Have you taken the thing off the back of the plug?
Yeah, I have. Oh, boy,
not again. Oh, not again. Oh, we just don't have any luck with this shit. If the worst comes to worst, you'll have to try the soup maker instead. You sure you don't have to do anything with it?
No.
If you put it on the base properly, is the lid on properly?
No.
There should be instructions with it. That's really stupid. You switched it on at the wall?
No.
I know I'm saying obvious things, but... It's not exactly the time of the day to have this crap, is it?
Oh, no, man, no. I'm not smashing right now.
No, you're not. You're so not.
Oh!
Oh,
no. Why do you do that?
It's the pulse, is it?
No.
What do you... That's pulse, is it?
That's pulse, man. Oh,
that won't wake him up, darling. He's above it here anyway.
Oh, I see. The pause thing doesn't stay on there. Something.
No, you have to keep holding it, yeah.
Yeah, so about one and two is basically, you could leave it there, right?
Yeah.
I'll just be able to leave it for a while.
That's not as fast, is it? See?
That's too long.
Yeah, that's just... How much stuff have you got in there? How comes you didn't mind chopping all that up?
Huh?
Normally you don't like chopping up the vegetables.
I didn't chop it, I just put it in there.
What, whole?
Yeah.
Can you do that?
Yeah, I just...
You have to chop the onions up though, you can't put a whole onion in there.
Yeah, I chopped the others into four bits. The other one was two bits. Then tomato...
Because I can make some, I don't want to waste my... When I get some fruit from Tesco's, I'm not wasting my plums and that on that. But when I get Tesco's, I'm going to make some yoghurt. Like, yoghurt drink with strawberries and stuff in it.
Okay. I will make some tuk-tuk juice.
No. How's it looking?
Watery.
Is it meant to be watery?
Yeah, it breaks it down, right?
Yeah, I know, but is
tomato,
it...
Tomato, you blend tomatoes. Whatever you blend it, you've got to put some little liquid in there, you know, right?
Yeah.
You can't blend anything dry.
No, I know.
Yeah, well, someone did say, that was my nigga at the co-op, he said that if you don't do anything fruit, like fruit juice or anything like that, if you pour water, it's not going to taste so nice, but if you want to pour, you need to pour water to make juice, right?
Yeah. Put juice.
If you want to make juice, you've got to put some water in there, right? Some liquid in there.
Yeah, but then it's going to take the flavour away.
Yeah, so don't pour water. I said put watermelon. The water from the watermelon will be your water.
Yeah, but I'm not supposed to drink. But I can put yoghurt. That's why I said if I put yoghurt in there, like natural yoghurt, or some kind of fruit juice, like, I don't know, orange juice or pineapple juice or something.
Oh, yeah, that's all right.
Something like that I could put
That'll
in
there. That'll be a liquid,
yeah. Well, I wouldn't put all... I wouldn't put water in there, I don't think, because it's going to make it too watery.
Yeah, that's what it says.
I mean, you want it watery, but you don't want it to taste like water, do you?
Of course not. Some of it also has sugar, Let's see what happens. I put it on two, it goes off. You have to leave on one for a while first, so heat it up, then you go to two.
Yeah.
You just go to one, two, straight, cut off. See, cuts off. I think the two picks up after you've used the one for a while. See?
Do you think it's done now?
Of course, I think it's tasty enough. I'll just make sure.
You just like using it.
I don't want to pick it up on the top, why not?
How do you know what quantities to use for the soup?
It does make more sense. It does the way I do rice. You know, people have to measure the rice. If I look at it, I can tell if it's going to overflow or not.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Of course, I use. You can tell.
I'm not very good at judging rice, but I'm getting better at it. But I know I'm usually quite good at judging quantities of things without having to measure it or weigh it.
I think
it's working.
Now the first thing of the blender now.
Yeah, we've christened it, so now we've got another time. We've got to do the soup maker. Problem is, it's not really the weather for soup, is it? But still, I could make a smoothie or something in that, in the soup maker.
Yeah, we'll check it out.
Yeah, I know. Okay, well, there we go, folks. That was our blender. It's a Philips one. Bitten christened, but... Oh, sorry, Tooth. I just hit my head on him and knocked him flying. Sorry, I didn't know you were there. I hurt me more. Huh? Who, Tooth? I don't know. I don't know if I am. I hurt him, I think. I knocked him flying. But it hurt me. He was on the back of the sofa and I didn't know he was there. And I just went to lean back and I knocked him. I crushed my head into him. Sorry, Tooth. You all right? Is he all right, darling? Come and see if he's all right. Tooth. Giving me a headache.
Giving you a headache?
Yes.
What did you do again?
Oh, I put my head back and I didn't know he was there and I crashed into him. And he's not... I think he's farted. I think I knocked the air out of him.
No, he was on the box.
Yeah, I know. He wasn't on the box, though. I knocked him onto the box.
You're lucky the box, but you'd have fallen off.
Yeah, he would have fallen off the sensei. Oh, sorry, Tooth. It's late in the day, or is it early? Sorry about that. He's all right. Come on now. You can't sit near me. Me and you're deaf and I'm blind, and it's a dangerous combination, isn't it? He's sitting with his back to me now. He's moved along to the next cushion and he's sitting with his back to me. He's not speaking to me now. Okay, I'm off. Speak to you soon.